For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
You know, it was an interesting one. I was scrolling through my browser the other day and...
The sussest way to say you were just chilling on your phone or computer, sussing through my browser.
Yeah, I was.
Dark place, your browser history.
No.
That VPN you got's pretty handy, I've heard.
All right. What are you doing? But a doctor in Queensland is going viral. He's a urologist. I'm not going to say much more. Take a listen to this.
You research erectile dysfunction, and your name is Eric Chung.
That's right.
Do your patients comment on your name?
Some of them do, if they sort of like understand the hint.
You have the best name, Eric Chung.
I know, exactly, isn't it?
Dr. Eric Chung.
Chung, right?
Yep. Dr. Eric Chung.
Eric Chung.
Who works with erectile dysfunction.
Okay. Am
I missing? Erection.
Eric. Oh, shit.
He's Eric a doctor. Chung.
I was like, is the hung the part there? Chung.
Who helps people with erectile dysfunction, and his name is Dr. Erection. Obviously not quite. Eric Chung.
You say it. No, but...
Are you right? You missed it.
Yeah, you know how you don't hear something and then it's... Dr. Erection. Mm. Right. Yeah, well, that is it. He was built for this job.
Yeah.
He was built for this work.
Absolutely. It was...
He was pressed hard not to go into anything else.
Exactly. From birth, he was... This was his duty. This was his care.
He was going to rise to the occasion.
This was the type of doctor he was always going to be.
Yeah. Because I was like... Because I've seen his name written down, Eric Chung. I was like... Does it matter if he's hung? Like, what's the deal there, you know? But no, his name is Erec Chung.
Yes.
And he's dealing with erectional dysfunction. Good on him.
His name is his job, and I love that. And that is what I want to talk about with you today.
Really good.
Obviously, you're a radio announcer. What if your name was Tim Yaps?
Tim Yaps.
You know, that'd be hilarious. Good.
Yeah. Davo Vapes, I know, was your first surname, and you changed it.
Davo doesn't vape.
Well, I don't know. Why is there a song about it?
Here we go.
Davo Vapes. Why would it write about a song about your name if that wasn't your name?
This has nothing to do with that. Why would you bring that up?
But what I my surname is Bulch, and that's nothing. In German, it's dried fish. So I'm not a dried fisherman.
Davidson,
like the history of surnames, like, so literally just your family name is like someone was the son of David. Yeah. So that's not
I
really
mean,
a
I
job.
Could be a motorbike.
Yeah.
Town motorbike.
You rev
would
pretty
be...
hard. You're very loud and abrasive sometimes, and I find you in the back street, and there's lots of leather involved. 52232955. Does your name suit your job? I know someone who is a barber, and his name's Tim Painter, but his brother Michael is a painter. I thought that was just the best. So a lot of the client interactions, apparently, like, I'm looking for a painter. I'd be like, yeah, well, I am one, and that's my surname. And it's so fun. And I just think, like, would you tend to go to his business more?
Of course,
if his name was Painter?
Trusted. It's trusted. Like part of the family. It's 100%. Part of his culture.
52232955. Does your name suit your job? When a name works with a job, we just mentioned as well before, you are, I think it's within our DNA to trust that person more than probably someone who is far more skilled because you go, well, why is your name Tommy Poops if you're a plumber? Like, you know, I trust Tommy Poops.
Of course.
And what Tommy Poops is going to offer me.
He was born for the job. He was born for the role.
To wade through it for us. Stacey and Alicia from Cario have given us a call. Stacey, Alicia, does your name suit your job?
My uncle, his surname is Cool, and he runs his own business fixing air conditioning unit and goes by Dr. Cool.
Perfect.
Dr. Cool?
Dr.
He's got his doctorate?
Yeah.
That's really good. That's funny on a different funny bone there. That's really tickled that.
You are trusting him to keep your house cool.
Very cool. And you have to trust the doctor as well. Awesome. Thank you, Stacey and Alicia. Sarah is in Ocean Grove. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hey, Hey, how you going?
Yeah, I'm good. Does your name suit your job?
It's not actually my name. So it's my old physician who's actually since passed, and he used to be an obstetrician and a gynecologist, and his name was Dr. Fiddler, and I'm not joking. Insane. And he loved it, and he'd take leverage on that at any chance possible.
And he loved it.
Loved it.
He was happy to, Tim, we've lost him.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Crazy.
So he would lean into that. He would really lean into that name, would he? Like he'd often talk about
All the time. He'd even laugh at his own jokes. He was a very funny man.
And obviously his
R.I.P.
Rest in peace, obviously. Yeah. Rest in peace, Dr. Fiddler.
He's fiddling up there, he's doing what he loved.
Yeah, probably still laughing at us now.
And you know what? And what a beautiful way to honour him right here on K-Rock.
Exactly. Great people, doing God's
exactly.
work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got another one here. Jai in Leopold's giving us a call. G'day, Jai.
Hey, good afternoon. First time caller, long time baller.
Oh, here he is. He's got some wrists. We'd love to hear from you, Jai.
So, Jai, how does your name suit your job?
So, the pronunciation of my surname is actually Gnomus, but it sounds like Normus. So I get called Ginormous. And as a amateur wrestler, you could see how I get into a few predicaments with that name.
Are you quite the unit yourself, are you?
I would consider myself a hefty gentleman, correct? Yes.
Curvaceous, some would say.
So, let me get this right, Chuck. So you're a wrestler, and your name's Ginormous.
That is correct. Amateur wrestler.
Amateur, but
even better. So, even better. Tim is honestly losing his mind in here. He is stoked with that, Jai.
He's a big boy. He's a big baller. He's a big fan.
Old mate, Ginormous.
He's so ginormous. No. And we love that top shelf. Oh.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Geez, my life's busy before I get here to the studio every single day. So busy that I am watching morning television.
You have told me about this because obviously here at the radio show, we have different, newspapers and websites that we go to, but it's very much curated to kind of us and Geelong. So sometimes, it's just nice to watch the news and someone tells you what's actually going on.
Yeah,
you know?
I think when you live alone and you've got your phone with, as you said, algorithms, you can really forget on what's actually happening.
The real world. My wife said she uses me to find out what's going on in the world, and I was like, babe, that's not good.
It's a real big power that you've got there.
Figure it out.
It's nice that you're a good person. But no, I was watching a bit of morning TV, the morning show or whatever they're called, all the different
Today,
ones.
Today, morning show, ABC Breakfast, yeah.
And I was rattled to find that infomercials are still such a huge part of the morning television structure.
I just assume they would be. I haven't seen it in so long, but it feels wrong taking it away. Isn't that the point?
Well, I mean, but I think with all the competition that's out there, I just cannot believe that these adverts are still thriving on TV.
Right, okay.
And back in the day, it was bringing in about $20,000 for a four-minute snippet, you could expect a sale like that.
Yeah.
It has, of course, declined, but obviously not enough to take them off air.
So is this the ones, just so I can get this right, is this the one where the host would be interacting with someone from, a mop company, and they're like, Samantha, what have you got for us?
Exactly.
And they're like, Carl, you idiot, this is it. You don't know how to clean a floor. Okay, great.
Exactly that. If you don't really know, this is a snippet from an old one for not an Australian one, but an old Ab Pro Deluxe advert.
Are you struggling to lose those love handles no one really loves? Are you embarrassed by your beer belly or that muffin top that hangs over your jeans? Well, Andy is here to show us a fun, easy way to lose that weight. Welcome, Andy.
Hi, Lee. It's called the Ab Circle Pro Deluxe, and it's the easiest, fun way that I know to blast that fat off.
That is crazy language.
I know.
That is wild.
I do think that was from the 2010s. Yeah. So as you can imagine, times have changed.
You wouldn't use those now.
It was certainly that sort of energy in there. They were doing phone charges, all these other different ones, modernizing it. But it did make me think about the good old days of infomercials and some of the ones that you would have seen on your TV like this.
Are you tired of looking all pale and washed out? Always having trouble putting on your regular makeup? Well, not anymore. Introducing Thin Lizzy's Perfect 10, the 6-in-1 professional powder. You can use it as a foundation, a blusher, a contour, an eyeshadow, a lipstick, or as an all-over body tan.
Now, that's crazy. You cannot be having a man talking about a woman's appearance. There were a few weeks ago, I was here on a Saturday, and I was doing a live commercial, and it was like, hey, ladies, aren't you sick of feeling bloated and chubby? Yeah. And I was like reading it live. I was like, what am I doing? This isn't for me.
But also Thin Lizzy, though, that was a makeup brand, right? And they were using one powder to do your eyeshadow, lipstick, blush. Like, it just is crazy. And anyone that was using that in 2007, no good. But can you remember these infomercials that used to be on telly? CD compilation adverts.
The biggest stars, the best new music. That's 100% Hits Volume 27. 100% new. 100% cool. 100% Hits. 100% Hits Volume 27. 20 big hits on one compact disc.
This is So Fresh before So Fresh was able to sell CDs at Sanity.
I know. It was just such a nice way to revisit and think about those good old days.
I'm just not a fan of that man telling women to be put on makeup. Maybe we'll do our own infomercials tomorrow.
2007, it was a different time. Okay. Is there anyone out there that has actually bought these products? Yeah. And we did get a call here from Beck in Armstrong Creek. Beck, you were a victim of the Ad Circle Pro Deluxe.
I was a victim.
So when in your life did you buy this? Is this recent or is this like 10 plus years ago?
No, 10 plus years ago, after I had my first baby, a few years in, and I'm like, I need to get rid of that muffin top.
And the advert spoke to you and you thought, right, this sitting on this chair, twisting around, that will do it. And did it help? Did it work?
Well, at the time, I thought it did, but it probably didn't.
Oh, it probably and helped somewhat.
Was it something like really achievable, like 78 payments of $39.99 or something along those lines? Or was it like a rather simple process? Because I don't know about you, Dave. I've never bought anything off like
no,
an infomercial before. Like, was it easy to get?
Yes, you have the option to pay it off or just pay it up front. So,
have you still got it?
No, I don't.
I was going to say, bring it in and we'll have a...
we'll see if we can chisel our way into
first,
summer.
First one to lose their muffin top wins.
That's amazing.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Well, look, right now we need to do some serious work here.
Okay, sorry, mate.
Because you're in a moral dilemma.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, we need...
this is not going to change. This is silly. Is going to come back.
Now, we need our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners on 52232955 to weigh in on this and tell you what you should do.
Right.
Now, let's set the scene.
Okay.
So, there's an event happening this weekend and you really, really want to go to it.
Really, really, really.
Now, you can't get your tickets. There's no tickets available to this event.
Yep.
And a friend of yours has offered up
their permanent ticket,
their membership to this event
and
that you could use in their place.
Yes, and if they don't go, the ticket is going to go unused. No one's missing out because this person's not using their ticket. So it's not like, oh, if I was to use it, somebody wouldn't be able to go. That would just be not used.
But that is not the moral dilemma here.
No.
Because the risk in this is that if you go using this person's membership and identity, and you get away with it, it's all golden.
Yeah.
But
bit dicey if not, if I'm being honest.
If you don't get away with it and they find you out and they know that you're doing this wrong thing that you shouldn't be doing, your friend will lose access to their membership forever.
Yeah, we thought it was like just a 25-year wait, like, which is, you know, that'll go. That'll fly by.
Quarter century, whatever.
But yeah, upon further research, they'd lose this membership and never be able to get it again.
Yeah. But you really want to go to this event.
Well, I've definitely changed tune since finding out the 20-plus year wait to get back into this club.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person that's offered it to me, it seems, because you've also said it, doesn't it seem way too casual on their end?
Mm.
They're like, yeah, just try.
They're pretty relaxed about it. They're happy for you to try and see what happens.
I'm terrified. You and I love causing a bit of ruckus.
Yeah, we're cheeky.
we don't like getting in trouble.
No, I don't like getting in trouble.
I don't want to be told off.
No, I hate getting told off. I really do. I like pushing it to the point just before getting told off.
Just before.
So if you did get told off, not only are you going to feel shame within yourself.
You know, you deal with the shame. If I got just turned around, whatever, doesn't affect anybody. But the fact that it could affect somebody forever makes me not feel so great about it. And it's got me on one side of the fence now, which is I'm too scared. But there are people telling me to do it.
Just to try.
And I don't understand. I don't know what to do. Because I don't want to do it, but then I've got all these people saying, nah, just have a go.
No, you say you don't want to do it, but at the same time, you really want to go to this event.
I really want to be there.
Yeah. So this lies in the dilemma.
It only happens once a year.
Should Tim risk it for his friend to lose his membership, or does he just miss out on the game? I mean, event.
We got through 99% of the way, Lauren.
Event.
Sorry, Davo sneezed and we just heard some some audio that was a bit weird. Might have sounded like
crazy.
A word, but she said event. She said event.
Well, let's find out. We need some help here.
Yep, 52232955. Should I risk it all? Risk this person's membership, risk my integrity, the shame that follows it, the public ridicule that could follow.
But the glory if you get away with it.
Beth from Wyndham Vale's given us a call. G'day, Beth.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, I'm a bit, felt better. A bit conflicted. I don't know if you can tell.
Honestly, if that friend is silly enough to do this and give away the membership, they've got to be willing to cop the consequences.
Mm. Everyone seems so casual. Like, the friend in particular seems very casual. Like, oh, yeah, like, you should be fine. Like, that's the energy I'm getting. So it makes it seem like it's not a big risk. But then all of the red triangles flashing at me, like hazard lights, saying, no, this is a massive risk. It's a border. It's the closest thing that you can get to a criminal activity without it actually involving the police. You know?
You are stealing someone's identity, potentially.
Well, it's not. It's a borrow. It's just for a day.
Well, Beth, what would you do in this situation?
I'm not a membership type of person, so I can only imagine that this person pays a lot for that membership. So I would consider it, if they lost it, they'd be saving money. So really, you might be doing them a favour.
This is crazy.
I think all signs, I you know, I'm here for a silly buggers. I reckon Beth's behind you, your mate's behind you.
You're, I wonder where you are. Yeah,
off you go.
I don't know.
Give it a crack, mate. Risk it for the biscuit. You love biscuits.
I do love biscuits.
You love biscuits.
And if the biscuit is what I want, selfishly, I will
delicious.
Do many. I will do big things
and
to
by
get what
all
I want.
Reports, the biscuits are on the up.
Delicious, delicious. Well, Beth, I appreciate your unbiased support there. So that is absolutely huge. And I don't know, maybe keep an eye on my socials if I'm at a really cool thing this weekend. How to get in there? I don't know.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.